So we could be talking about a number of nations in Africa, but this week it's Ivory Coast, a disputed election there between Laurent Gbagbo, the incumbent president, who the international community, by and large, doesn't recognize, and Mr. Ouattara, who is the opposition candidate, who it's believed won the election, who's not been permitted to take office. There have been many mediators attempting to mediate this dispute, most recently three nations from the African Union, who were told by President Gbagbo that he under no circumstances is planning on changing his situation. What does this mean for the international community that has attempted to mediate this dispute? And what's the likely scenario going forward in Ivory Coast? Joining us now is Peter Galbraith, former United Nations Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
And Mamadou Diouf joins us. He's Director of the Institute of African Studies at Columbia University. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Let me just direct my first question to you, Mamadou Diouf. I have to say that as these mediation efforts have been tried and rejected and seem to have failed, of particular concern was the fact that the French, the former colonial masters in Ivory Coast, seemed at one point to have the most influence over President, now discredited President Gbagbo. That seems to speak volumes about the lack of influence the international community has in a place like Ivory Coast on almost any level. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think that it's a difficult situation for the international community because the international community has supported the organization of the election and have been very vocal in making sure that the election are transparent, one, and second, the international community will be in a position to prevent a civil war and to prevent killings in Ivory Coast. But, you know, Africans have today the more important role to play, in particular ECOWAS, which is the Association of the West African State. And I think that what they have been trying to do is to make sure that they are in a position to convince Gbagbo to leave power. I'm not sure that Gbagbo will keep resisting. I think that we are probably in a phase where he's trying to negotiate an honorable exit.
We're talking with Mamadou Diouf, who's director of the Institute for African Studies at Columbia University. Peter Galbraith, even given the details that Mamadou Diouf has suggested there that apply to Cote d'Ivoire uniquely, I'm wondering if there's a narrative that can be drawn. George W. Bush defies the international community and, carries on in Iraq. Gbagbo defies the international community and holds on to power after a discredited election. Is this really a test of the United Nations' ability to mediate and prevent conflict? It's not something the UN seems to do very well.
Well, it actually can do it very well. It's simply that this is an extremely difficult task. Now, in Ivory Coast, the UN has organized sanctions against President Gbagbo. It has organized and monitored the elections. It certified the winner. The African Union, which is an affiliated international organization, has suspended Ivory Coast. So there is a lot of pressure there. But in the end, there are limits to what the United Nations or international organizations can do short of a full-scale invasion of Ivory Coast to install the winner of the election as the president.
What is it?
So this really underscores is the limits of what the international community can do. Now, the case of Iraq is entirely different in the sense that there you're talking about the United States, whose military power exceeds that of the rest of the United Nations combined,
right,
and made a decision which turned out to be a foolish one for the United States to invade Iraq.
Well, I deliberately chose the extremes to just sort of describe the scale of the challenge for the United Nations. I'm wondering if the lesson from Ivory Coast, and again, we don't know how it's going to turn out, is that the United Nations is shifting to being more of a service organization in places like Africa and maybe shifting away from actual conflict mediation and leaving that to regional organizations. Mamadou Diouf, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think that but the Iraqi situation is very different from the Ivorian one. And I'm not sure that the United Nations is in a position or desire to really invade Ivory Coast. Such a role should be played by regional organization and the continental organization, the African Union. But more importantly, I think that what happened in Ivory Coast is a situation which has to be prevented through coming up with mechanisms which are electoral and democratic mechanisms which could actually be accepted within countries and among countries in Africa, because that what we are experiencing today in Ivory Coast is one of the experiences which will be playing an important role in democratic building in Africa.
Mamadou Diouf is director of the Institute of African Studies at Columbia University. Peter Galbraith, final thought in the minute or so that we have here. On the ground, and you have experience in Afghanistan and the Balkans and elsewhere, do people look to the United Nations and to the international institutions like the African Union, for instance, as a real savior in situations like this? Or does the cynicism get reinforced and that drives nations towards civil war?
Oh, the UN, actually, although its mission in the former Yugoslavia was deemed a failure, its presence saved hundreds of thousands of lives by organizing relief efforts. NATO, a regional organization, ultimately intervened and brought the peace to that to Bosnia. In the case of the UN, in this case, it's standing up for principle in Ivory Coast. In the case of Afghanistan, where I was involved, the UN participated in the cover-up of the electoral fraud and discredited the organization. So, frankly, it's a mixed bag. Part of the problem with the UN is not that it tries to do everything, but that it has very inconsistent leadership. You can have a strong representative in Ivory Coast, and you get a principal position, a weak one in Afghanistan, and weak leadership in New York, and you don't get a consistent policy.
All right. Peter Galbraith, former United Nations Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan, and Mamadou Diouf of Columbia University, both describing the challenges for mediating conflict in Ivory Coast. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.